for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2016 Men's Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday, 1:15, October the 15th, 2016. Colonel Williams is the speaker of the service, teaching on asthma, uncontrollable anger.
You may be seated. First of all, giving honor to God, who's the blessed head of all our lives, and to His Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Is that correct? Through the precious Holy Spirit. We want to thank God for Merrill, and the leadership of his house, and other fivefold ministry gifts that God is using to keep Lake Hamilton setting captives free. Isn't that good? Well, that's good. Give Jesus Christ a praise. Come on. Give Him a praise. Amen. Praise the Lord. I have so much I want to share with you today. Let's pray. Holy Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of God would be upon me. The word of the Lord will go forth, will be released among the people in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray, O Lord, in Jesus Christ's name, that, Lord, the Holy Spirit will quicken many hearts unto this message that you released into my heart to give to the people. And I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that this word will go forth and it will be a blessing to others as they witness, as they minister to others, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. How many of you blessed by Randy? Brother Randy. How many of you blessed by him? Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Nikki. I was certainly blessed. And I hope many of you, and even the praise and worship, Pastor. Amen. Thank God for him. He blessed me so. And even ministering with him today was such a blessing. Amen. Well, let's move right along. Turn with me to the book of Job, chapter 33. The book of Job, chapter 33, please. The book of Job, chapter 33. Let's look at verses 15 through 18. The book of Job, chapter 33, verses 15 through 18. Verse 15, I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. One may hear God's voice in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on men while slumbering upon the bed. Verse 16, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction, terrifying them with warnings. Verse 17, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and cut off pride from him, disgusting him with his own disappointing self-sufficiency. He holds him back from the pit of destruction, his life from perishing by the sword of God's destructive judgment. Now look at verse 19 closely. God's voice may be heard by a man when he is chastened with pain upon his bed and with continual strife in his bones, while all his bones are firmly set. Now, in verse 16, the word of the Lord says, he opens the ears of men and seals or give them instruction. I always pray, Father, give me instruction, what you want me to bring to the people. I had a dream, and in that dream, I had that dream maybe about a week ago, and in that dream, I was at Lake Hamilton, and Sister Patty came up to me in the dream, and she had some papers in her hand, and she said to me, Brother Colonel, I want you to minister on anger. Amen. She said, Brother Colonel, she handed me these papers or these documents, and she said, I want you to minister on anger. So how many of you know that you must be obedient to the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
You're asking God for instruction, and when God gives you instruction, what He wants you to give the people, then you must be obedient. Amen? But before we get to that anger, get to that subject, turn with me to Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. The book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Before we do anything, we must realize that Jesus Christ has the preeminence. Is that right? Let's look at book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. He is also is the head of His body, the church, seeing He is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, so that He alone in everything and in every respect might occupy the chief place, stand first, and be what? Preeminent. So we recognize Jesus' lordship, His authority. We recognize His what? His preeminence. Now, I want to show you something else before we get started. Look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. The book of St. Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. Notice that Matthew, even before he started the gospel, he recognized Jesus Christ's preeminence. Look at verse 1. The book of the ancestry of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed, the Son, descendant of David, the Son, descendant of Abraham. How many of you know, realize that before we go forth, we must recognize Jesus Christ's preeminence? Is that right? Amen. Well, give the Lord another praise then.
Thank you.
All right. Now we can get started. All right. We're using as a subject today, and I'm going to spell this word, it's A-E-S-H-M-A, Ashema. There are different pronunciations, but let's go with Ashema. It's A-E-S-H-M-A. And Ashema is a ruler spirit of uncontrollable anger that resides in men. Let me say that again. Ashema is a ruler spirit of uncontrollable anger that resides where? In men. America's anger at this time is dangerous. Listen to this. Anger in America is dangerously high. And this came out of KnoxvilleNews.com by Ina Hughes. Anger in the supermarket. Anger in the parking lots. Anger in political conversations about the elections. Anger in the church. Anger among believers. Anger among Christians. Anger among educators. And anger among parents. Students are angry. Police are angry. Medical professionals are angry. Conservatives are angry. Liberals are angry. White Americans are angry. African Americans are angry. Latino Americans are angry. The rich are angry. The poor are angry. People with health care, Obamacare, are angry. People without health care are angry. Voters and non-voters are angry. In the final analysis, America is under a spell of uncontrollable anger. I want to use as a subject Ashema, which is a ruler spirit or an end time spirit of uncontrollable anger that resides in man. I went to www.cultopedia.com. That's www.cultopedia.com. I found out that Ashema is the demon of wrath, rage, fury, and violence. Now look at those ingredients that could operate in a man. Wrath, rage, fury, and violence. Ashima in occult areas is the most fiercest demon of anger, because when it manifests, it will manifest uncontrollable anger. And it's a very fierce spirit. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's look at verse 1 through 5. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let's look at verses 1 through 5. The Bible says in the Amplified in verse 1, "But understand this, that in the last days will come, set in perilous times with great stress and trouble, hard to deal with and hard to bear." Look at verse 2. "For people will be lovers of self and utterly self-centered, lovers of money and aroused by an inordinate, greedy desire for wealth, proud and arrogant, contemptuous boasters. They will be abusive, blasphemous, scoffing, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane." Now look at verse 3 real closely. "They will be without natural affection or human affection, callous and inhuman, relentless, admitting of no truths or appeasement. They will be slanderers, false accusers, troublemakers, intemperate and loose in morals and conduct, uncontrolled and fierce." Now here's Ashima. "Uncontrolled and what? Fierce, haters of good." Now there's your word Ashima in verse 3. Uncontrollable and what? Fierce. Look at verse 4. "They will be treacherous, betrayers, rash, inflated with self-conceit. They will be lovers of sensual pleasures and vain amusements more than and rather than lovers of God." Now look at verse 5, please. "For although they hold a form of piety of true religion, they deny and reject and are strangers to the power of it. Their conduct belies the genuineness of their profession. Avoid all such people." The Bible says what? "Turn away from them." Ashima is responsible for national aggression. I went to the Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, and I also found that Ashima, again, is the demon of wrath, indignation, ire, fury, vengeance, rage, and resentment. Rage in Hebrew means to grind or gnash the teeth. Violent anger accompanied with furious words or torment or loud lament-type words. Fury and extreme violence. Ashima has another name, which is the Bloody Mace. Bloody Mace. This is a spirit that operates in men that will not stop its aggression until somebody's bleeding or until somebody's near death. Now, the more we identify this spirit, it sounds like the streets of America. Hello, saints of God. The more we identify this strong man, this end time ruler spirit, who has another name or another epithet by the name of Bloody Mace. In other words, it works through violence to turn its victims into a bloody mace. I see many men, many times, who are professing believers. They can't control that anger. There's hidden anger. There's hidden fury. There's hidden rage. How many times have we counseled men who in worship in the house of the Lord, who sing the songs of the Lord, but they go home and Ashima manifests and they beat their wives to a bloody mace? How many times have you seen men in the house of the Lord, when they fellowship or interact in the streets of this nation, as soon as they get upset, there's uncontrollable anger that begins to manifest, and they're ready to fight and even beat their victim into a bloody mace? For the Spirit of the Lord to give me this spirit in a dream, that means that the Spirit of God wants that spirit dealt with today. How many of you are with me here? Turn to Proverbs chapter 6. The book of Proverbs chapter 6. Let's look at verse 32 and 34. The book of Proverbs chapter 6. Let's look at verse 32 and 34. Please. Verse 32 says, "But whosoever commits adultery with a woman lacks hard understanding, moral principle and prudence, and he who does it is destroying his own life." Verse 33, "Wounds and his grace will he get, and his reproach will not be what? Wiped away." Look at verse 34. "For jealousy makes the wrong man furious. Ashima is also soul tied with rage and fury and jealousy. Therefore, he will not spare in the day of vengeance upon the detected one." Ashima manifests rage and jealousy and fury, and even to the point of murder or even to the point of death. I looked at the Jewish Encyclopedia, which is jewishencyclopedia.com. Here's my family. Ashima is designed to stir the hearts of men to do evil. It's an end time spirit that will seek to stir the hearts of men to do evil. And this is in jewishencyclopedia.com. Ashima is the demon of anger and revenge and retaliation. Ashima seeks to keep men from holiness. Now that's a very strong area right there. How many of you know that without holiness, no man shall see the Lord? Is that correct? So this spirit, it stirs the hearts of men to do evil, and this spirit will do all it can to keep the man of God from walking in holiness. Hello, saints. And many times we hear messages, we hear doctrine, we hear sound doctrine. But it seems as though in these end times that holiness is not being taught and holiness is not being preached. And I believe by faith that without holiness, no man shall what? See the Lord. I went to Encyclopedia Mythica, and I found out that Ashima Deva, D-E-V-A-E-V-A, Ashima Deva, is also a demon of madness in men, mental illness in men, wrath and revenge. It's a spirit that's very retaliatory. "I'm going to get you for what you did to me." Ashima's wrath is directed to uncontrollable anger, and it stirs up rage and bloody violence in men. Now, we've looked at Octopedia.com, we looked at Wikipedia.com, we looked at JewishEncyclopedia.com, we looked at Mythical.com. And here's the narrative that we have on this spirit, this end time spirit Ashima, that dwells and operates and stirs the hearts of men. He is a spirit of wrath, rage, fury, and violence, uncontrollable anger, aggression, malice, war, and here's one I forgot, drunkenness. Forgot that one. Resentment and physical abuse. And remember, according to Jewish demonology, Ashima has an epithet or a nickname of bloody mace. Uncontrollable anger will beat its victims till they are bloody or beat their victims to a pulse. Alright? It stirs up the hearts of men to hinder them from holiness. It stirs up anger in men, uncontrollable anger in men, for men to do violence. Alright? It manifests mental illness as well as what? Insanity. I want to say to every man that's here today, let a man examine himself. I've seen some men who look nice and look quiet and silent, but if you push the heart button, you would see the manifestation of Ashima. You would see uncontrollable anger and even to the point of rage or fury, that spirit will begin to manifest. How many times that I've been in churches where the deacons are slug-fisting? Somebody comes in the church and threatens the leadership of the house with a gun. How many times I've seen, I'm not going to call any church's name,
even in the leather area. One of the deacons came in and gunned a man down right in the midst of the congregation because he thought he was having an adulterous affair with his wife. We are going to have to deal with that anger. We're going to have to deal with Asherah in these end times. We're going to have to say to ourselves, God, if it's there, I need deliverance. I need healing. Turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 14. Let's look at verse 16 and 17. Proverbs, chapter 14. Let's look at verses 16 and 17. And I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. Verse 16, a wise man suspects danger and cautiously avoids evil, but the fool bears himself instantly and presumptuously confident. Now look at verse 17 real closely. He who phones up quickly, phones up quickly. How do you foam up? He who phones up quickly and flies into a passion deals foolishly. And a man of wicked plots and plans is hated. Anybody here ever seen anybody foam up? Asherah. Look at the book of Proverbs, chapter 14. Look at verse 29. Verse 29 says, he who is slow to anger has great understanding. But he who is hasty of spirit exposes and exalts his folly. Look at Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. And I'm speaking to the men here. A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. You know, in counseling sometimes, I see so many married couples, and it's so elementary. She won't let me talk. I got my rights too. She says something to me, I'll say something to her. Come on, man, you're supposed to be a mature man. You're supposed to be the wise man of the house. You know, and I've seen grown men. They don't know what a soft answer is. I'm the man. Tell me what to do. See it all the time. Look at Proverbs chapter 15, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 15. Let's look at verse 18. I love this one in the Amplified. A hot-tempered man stirs up strife. But he who is slow to anger appeases contention. I have learned over the years that most angry men that I knew, it affected their reins or their kidneys in some areas. Not always the case. But usually when I see a man with kidney problems, listen, and I say this out of love humbly, if you're battling in that area, it may not be the case with you, but I've seen men who have lived most of their life angry, mad, can't hold a decent conversation without being hot-tempered. Turn to Proverbs chapter 16. Let's look at verse 32. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty. He who rules his own spirit than he who takes a city. Look at Proverbs chapter 17. Let's look at verse 26 and 28. Verse 26 says, also to punish or find the righteous is not good, nor to smite the noble for their uprightness. Verse 27, he who has knowledge spares his words. He who has knowledge spares his words. A man of understanding has what? A cool spirit. Now that's a blessing. A man of understanding has what? A cool spirit. Any man that cool in their spirits? Look at verse 28. Even a fool, when he holds his peace, is considered wise. My brother Nicky was talking about some of those things yesterday. Amen. Even a fool, when he holds his peace, is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is esteemed a man of understanding. The Lord wants some wise men with some cool spirit. Is that correct? The Lord wants men of understanding, not men bound by Asherah. Okay? Look at Proverbs chapter 20, verse 3.
Verse 3 says, it is an honor for a man to cease from strife and keep aloof from it. But every fool will quarrel, or every fool will want to argue. How many of you have family members that can't hold a conversation unless they argue? How many of you have friends that can't hold a conversation unless they quarrel? I know married couples that can't hold a conversation with their wife or with their husband unless there's an argument. Look at verse 25. Proverbs chapter 25, correction. Let's look at verse 28. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28. He who has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. How many of you met men? They have no rule over their spirit. Now, I've been in law enforcement. When you pull a car over, it can go from zero to 100 in a matter of seconds. Sir, I need to see your driver's license, insurance card, rest presently. Yes, sir. She exits the vehicle, please. All of a sudden, what's up? What's stopping me for? Who do you think you are to give you people in these uniforms? Now, here we go. Okay, sir, all I asked you was your driver's license registration. Calm yourself down. Okay? So it can go from zero to 100. And we know, I know believers, thanks to God. Professing believers, it can go from zero to 100 in a matter of seconds. And these same people say that they love Jesus. Look at Proverbs chapter 29. Let's look at verse 11. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 11. If a ruler listens to correction, verse 11, a self-confident fool utters all his anger. But a wise man holds it back and steals it. For God to give me a dream and have Patty, Sister Patty, come to me in a dream and hand me some papers and say, I want you to talk about anger. And this message came from a dream. Sister Patty giving me papers. I believe by faith that there are some of us sitting here, and I say this humble to you, and very humble to you. You're dealing with asthma, you're dealing with uncontrollable anger, and you're trying to hide. I believe by faith for the Spirit of God to give me that dream. God wants you delivered from that. God wants you set free from that. For you to step in your destiny. Amen? Amen. It's awfully quiet. Is everybody okay? Do you love Jesus? Do you love me?
Yes.
Amen. I love you, brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's right, Brother Merrill. You know, I might not be the proper delivery person today or messenger person, but I'm doing what the Spirit of God gave me instruction. He said, deal with uncontrollable anger. Listen, we're talking about people who have such uncontrollable anger that they will beat a person to a bloody mace, because the name of this spirit is bloody mace.
Right.
Hello, saints. I've seen things. I've gotten called. And when you get a domestic violence call, listen, back in those days, when you were called to domestic violence, everybody went to jail. I've seen situations where a man done bit the woman ear or chewed the ear. Hello? I've seen calls when you come into that house, how she calls you, and then when you wind up on the rescue, then next thing you know, you got to fight both of them, because she will tell you, you didn't have to do it like that. Next thing you know, she's trying to pull your eyes out. Ashima wants violence, fury, rage, blood, division. And most believers are dealing with that. I'm not moved. I'm learning even in my own life. I have to examine myself. Listen, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. I'm not moved by how loud a person sings in worship, or how much a person shouts or dance all over the house of the Lord, how many scriptures that person can quote. Because I've seen this situation over and over again. When they go outside of the house of the Lord, there's a fist fight, or there's a scuffle, or there's someone trying to resort to ashima or violence, to a gun battle. Holiness is being kept out of the house of the Lord. Jesus Christ has the preeminence. He is being kept out of the house of the Lord. And as I told you earlier, I'm not going to minister about a demon until I recognize Colossians 1:18 that Jesus has the preeminence over all that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hello, saints. I'm talking to the man out here. Look at Proverbs chapter 29. Let's look at verse 22 and 23, and I love it. A man of wrath stirs up strife, and a man given to anger commits and causes much transgression. Look at verse 23. A man's pride will bring him low, but he who is of a humble spirit will obtain honor. Hello, saints. Hello, men of God. We got to deal with passion. Turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 4. The book of Genesis, chapter 4. Let's look at verses 5 and 6, please. Genesis, chapter 4. Let's look at verses 5 and 6. Verse 5. But for Cain and his offering, he had no respect or regard. So Cain was exceedingly angry. There's your word. Ashima. He was exceedingly angry and indignant. He looked sad and depressed. Verse 6. And the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why do you look sad and why do you look depressed? Unrighteous anger, hear me out, saints of God. Unrighteous anger can lead to curses and lead to sin. Look what the word says. Cain felt rejection because the Lord had not accepted his offering. And Cain's sin of anger was rooted in that rejection. There are many men here. You may manifest actual uncontrollable anger, and it may be soul tied or rooted in the fact of rejection. You may feel like I've been rejected. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody understands me, what I'm going through. I grew up as a child of rejection. My mother didn't love me. My father didn't love me. And then you get angry, and that's why many young men go out and join gangs. Ooh, I see what this is linked right here, right now. Cain's anger caused the spirit of depression. His countenance fell. He was depressed. And I want to ask you, could it be when you say, I have this heaviness on me. I feel depressed. I feel sad all the time. Could it be the fact that there's an anger root somewhere, or there's an anger soul tie somewhere, or that ashwa is somewhere hiding in the background? Man, this is good.
Don't worry about it.
The most saints of God.
Quiet, says the Lord's word.
Thank you, brother. Edification, exhortation, and comfort. I need it, brother. Cain's sin of anger, guess what else it did? Caused the curse. I'm going to show you where anger can open your soul in this realm for a curse. Look at Genesis chapter 4. Look at verse 10 and 12. Verse 10, and the Lord said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is crying to me from the ground. Verse 11, and now you are cursed. There's your curse because of anger. By reason of the earth which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's shed blood from your hand. Now look at verse 12 real closely. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield to you its strength. You shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on earth. In perpetual exile, a degraded what? Outcast. What was the manifestation of anger? It was being a fugitive, being a vagabond. You would not prosper. There would be a poverty curse. The earth would not yield her strength. I don't know how old you are, but I'm going to Vietnam era. There was a movie I called The Fugitive where this man was always on the run. How many of you remember that?
Yeah.
Well, you're not as old as I am. Amen. He was running, you know. The vagabond curse, you're always running. House to house, apartment to apartment, job to job, relationship to relationship. You can never get found it. Anger. Look what it says, saints. That anger opened a portal for curses. That anger opened up the vagabond curse, saints. It opened up the heaviness of depression, a sad countenance. And not only did it do that, but anger leads to murder.
I stand with an apostolic prophetic boldness to you men of God. God bless you, but you've got to deal with Ashimah. You have to deal with that anger before you can go to the next level of the dimension of God's authority and God's power. Hello, saints. Listen. Murder. His nickname or his epithet is Bloody Mace. There he is for Cain and Abel. Jealousy. Anger can lead to curses and it can lead to sins. You know, I have men say all the time, well, I got a little anger here. Okay, you got a little bitty. You just a little bitty one, little bitty spirit, little bitty demon of anger. Okay. Well, that demon can turn to a Tyrannosaurus Rex or a Diplodocus or a Brontosaurus if you don't deal with that situation. Hello, saints. Turn to the book of Genesis chapter 39. The book of Genesis chapter 39. I don't know about you, but I threw a fire in the pulpit. Holy Spirit fire. I'm like, oh God, all you gave me was a dream. All right, in Genesis chapter 39, let's look at verses 16 to 20. Verse 16, and she laid up his garment by her until his master came home. Then she told him the same story, saying, the Hebrew servant whom you brought among us came to me to mock and insult me. And when I screamed and cried, he left his garment with me and fled out of the house. Verse 19, when Joseph's master heard the words of his wife, saying to him, this is the way your servant treated me, his wrath or his anger was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him in a prison, a place where the state prison was confined. So he was there, it says, so he was there in what? In a prison. She devised, how many of you know the story about Joseph and Potiphar's wife? She devised a scheme of lies to get back at Joseph. Potiphar's anger blinded him from the truth. So it is safe for me to say that an angry man is blinded by the truth. A man that is angry, you can't see spiritual things because your anger is furious and you've been what? Blinded to the truth, to reality. Anger can lead to not only bloodshed and murder, but it can lead to lies and deception. When I was a young boy, my uncle used to say, son, if you lie, you steal. Lust and lies led to anger. How many of you men ever been in a situation? No, I won't say that. I'll just say this. Let me take first grade, basic elementary. How many of you ever been in a situation where somebody lied on you? And then you manifest it. You got angry. Is that right? Because you knew it was a lie. Okay? Alright. So we see that anger can also cause what? Lies. And it can cause what? Deception. Now, turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 7. The book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Let's look at verse 8 and 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, look at verses 8 and 9. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning of it, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Now look at verse 9 real closely. Do not be quick in spirit to be angry or vexed, for anger resteth in the bosom of a fool. Anger resteth where? In the bosom of a fool. I found out in deliverance ministry, many times the spirit of anger will lodge in the bosom. I've heard many deliverance ministers say, well, in the breast, there's no spirits in the breast, but anger can lodge in the breast. Okay? Anger can also be not only an emotion, it can be identified as a spirit, as a strong man. Look what it says right here in verse 9. Do not be quick in spirit to be angry or vexed, for anger and vexation lodges in the bosom of a fool. I haven't gotten into the manifestation of anger. I haven't gotten into the strokes and the aneurysms yet and the feet problems because of anger, but I'm going to get there. Anger can cause you to go into a psychotic fit. I don't believe in psychiatric stuff. The psychiatrists say, when you're angry and you go into a rage, that's borderline insanity. Brother, you have stepped off on the deep end. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15. Let's look at verses 24 and 28. Let's look at King Saul's first
psychotic fit of anger and rage. In verse 24, it says, "And Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, and I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and your words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice." Verse 25, "Now I pray you, pardon my sin and go back with me, that I may worship the Lord." Verse 26, "And Samuel said to Saul, I will not return with you, for you have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you from being king over Israel." Now watch verse 27 real closely. "And as Samuel turned to go away, Saul seized the skirt of Samuel's mantle, and it tore." Verse 28, "And Samuel said to him, okay, you went into a psychotic fit. You went into a psychotic rage. Look what it says in verse 28. The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you this day and has given it to a neighbor of yours who is what? Better than you." King Saul manifested Asherah. King Saul manifested what? Uncontrollable anger. You don't see the mantle or the skirt on the prophet. And it tore and ripped the prophet's garment. And the prophet turned around and prophesied to him. What did he say to him? "The Lord has tore the kingdom from you just like you tore my garment. Tore my mantle." Anger can cause a psychotic fit. It can cause rage. And it can cause insanity. And many of you know the scriptures in Galatians 5. You don't have to turn there. Anger can also be a work of the flesh. Hello, saints. We're going to have to get rid of that anger. King Saul's anger for David lasted for years until King Saul died. He had a lifelong obsession with destroying David because of anger and jealousy. Here we go again. Anger, uncontrollable anger, it can obsess you to the point of spirit of competitive jealousy will begin to manifest, to the point where it will lead to bloody mace, to bloodlust, to death and to murder and to rape and to even anger. We're going to have to deal as believers with this uncontrollable anger that may be hiding on the inside of you. I've heard people tell me, "Well, I don't take nothing from nobody. My daddy didn't play. Generation curse didn't with your dad. My mother didn't play nothing. Generation curse with your mom needs to be broken. And you need deliverance." Amen. I hear that all the time. Somebody hit me, I'm going to hit them back. There's fire burning in this house. Two years ago, there was a woman, I'm not going to call any names. They called me at the hospital and said they were about to take her to the military. I said, "What's wrong with her?" She said, "They said she loses her mind." I said, "Well, what's wrong with her?" They said, "She's an angry woman." Hello. Hello, saints of God. Said she was an angry woman, and not only that, she was always going to see the psychic, the witch, the fortune teller, the medium. So she had that anger tied up with idolatry. She had that anger tied up with the occult. Okay? God spoke to Saul, and one of the reasons why his transgression was that he went to see a witch. And God would not even speak to him anymore in dreams and visions. How many of you remember that scripture? And on top of that, Saul was an angry man with psychotic fits, and he had an obsession, but he was trying to act religious. Ooh, my God, man. If you're not tired, can we turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 10? Can we turn to 1 Chronicles 10, please? Okay, 1 Chronicles chapter 10. Let's look at verse 13. Saul died for his transgression against the Lord in sparing Amalek for his unfaithfulness and not keeping God's word, and also for consulting a medium with a spirit of the dead. Or God's anger was kindled against him because he went to see a witch. I want to say to you men, when you get depressed and you get sad and you feel you're not hearing from God, don't let the devil fool you to go see Madam Ruby or Sister Alice, the tarot card reader, or Sister Susie.
the crystal ball reader, because you're only activating what? Anchors. Okay? All right. So far we see that anger can be destructive. So far we see that anger can open curses, and anger can do what? Open you up for sin. And so far we also see that, listen, a believer can harbor anger and act religious. Turn to Matthew chapter 5, please. Let's look at verse 22. Same Matthew chapter 5. Let's look at verse 22. What did Jesus say about that? But I say to you that everyone who continues to be angry with his brother or harbors malice, enmity of heart against him shall be liable to and unable to escape the punishment imposed by the court. Whoever speaks contemptuously and insultingly to his brother shall be liable to and unable to escape the punishment imposed by the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, "You cursed fool, you empty-headed idiot," shall be liable to and unable to escape the hell Gehenna of fire. This is what Jesus had to say about anger. Okay? How many of you still with me here? Amen? All right. Let me share something with you. I'm going to get back to some scriptures.
It opens the door to the root of bitterness, too, by which many are defiled.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, say it again, brother.
Anger opens the door to the root of bitterness, which the Bible says, by which many are defiled.
Which many are what? Many defiled. Are defiled. That's right, brother. The brother said that anger opens the door to the root of bitterness, where many are what? Defiled. How many of you with that? Alright, let's keep going. Let me give you some more scripture, please. Let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 16. Let's start at verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show itself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are blameless toward him. You have done foolishly in this, therefore from now on you shall have wars. Now look at verse 10 closely. Then Asa, or King Asa, was angry with the seer, put him in prison in the stocks, for he was enraged with him because of this. Asa oppressed some of the people at the same time. All right. Asa got angry with Hananiah the seer. He did not want to hear the word of the Lord. And I want to show you something that happened with that anger. Okay? Let me show you what happened with that anger. Look at verse 12. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was diseased in his feet. Until his disease became very severe, yet in his disease he did not seek the Lord, but relied on the physicians. In other words, he didn't want to hear anything that the seer had to say. He was in rebellion. He got mad. He got angry. He got upset. And not only that, he did not seek the Lord, but he relied on the physicians. And guess what happened? A foot disease. Now, if I stand on the word of the Lord and I look at Asa, and I look at, don't turn there, Micah chapter 6, verse 13, where the Lord told Israel, he said, because of your rebellion, I've made you sick as a nation. And when I look at that anger, can anger be an open portal for people? In preparing this message, I did a test with someone that I know as people, with a woman. And I asked her, I said, why are you so angry? She said, people just makes me mad. I'm annoyed by people. And her feet were swelling up. And the first thing I said, the Lord told me that Asa, King Asa, was diseased in his feet because of that anger. And then I began to realize that anger can cause a stroke. Anger can cause an aneurysm. Hello? High blood pressure, if it's not generational curse of infirmity, if it's not a high sodium intake, salt, it can be anger. A doctor told me at the VA hospital one time, he said, son, the older you get, Your blood pressure rising. And this doctor has tested up to tell me, you know, you got to get rid of anger. I'm looking at him like, my God. God is speaking to him. You know? To the doctor, man. Good job. If anybody's struggling with high blood pressure, could it be the result that you're angry about something? You still got a soul tie? You felt rejected? Hello? Could it be that listen, you're holding on to hidden anger? Could it be that you have uncontrollable anger? Could it be that you're a violent type person? You know, hello, how many times do you hear believers? They don't want to push the wrong button with me. They don't want to rub me wrong now. They have to call the police right here if I show out. Could it be that some of the battle that you're dealing with, can it be the result of anger? Listen to this. Areas of diseases of the feet and leg. Peripheral artery disease, disorders of the spine, fracture, tumor, disc, bone disease, degenerative joint disease, weakness and numbness in the feet, damage and iterative structure of the feet. Feet problems. Could it be? Anger. Can blood disorders, diabetes affects the feet? Could there be a connection with the diabetic spirit and anger when it comes to the feet? Hello, saints. There's a lot here we need to look at. We already mentioned hypertension and aneurysm. What about emotional disorders? Can anger be connected with anxiety, depression, fear, bipolar affective disorders? And you get mad and asthma starts manifesting, your whole body metabolism goes in overdrive. Oh, somebody smiles and says, brother, bless you, man. Teach the word, everybody. What about anger and heart disease? Jesus said men's hearts were filled in because of fear. You go to the average doctor right now, he'll tell you stress, anxiety, and fear can affect the heart. What about heart problems? Pulmonary heart disease, other different forms, chronic rheumatic heart disease. What about anger, like the woman in Atlanta? Soul doubt. Listen, mental illness. There was a connection with idolatry and with that anger. I'm mad at my ex-wife. I'm still angry with my ex-husband. But there's no women in here. I'm upset the way I was fired off that job. They did me wrong. That preacher, he looks at everybody but me. He puts everybody in position but me. I'm mad. You know, you got some believers who look just like the Hulk. You wouldn't like me. When the Hulk was there, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Some of them turn green. Yes. Hello, saints. Listen, we're pulling at something here. Pulling at something here. What are you angry about? Anger is not the way. How many times have they told the young men, they shot my brother down? Me and my homies, we getting together, my buddies, and we're going to do a drive-by. Hello, saints. I hear it all the time. I'm angry at the politician. What are you going to do about it? Brother, pray, brother. That's all I'm going to do. Pray. See, you got the face, man. Turn this nation around. Great is he that sent me to lead us in the world. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, man. To get rid of anger. I'm transparent. But my stepdaddy would beat my mother to a bloody mace. And I've got to be 17. Listen, I had murder in my heart. I said if he hit her again, somebody's going to jail. And he hit her one day and knocked her flat down on the floor. I was 17 and I lost her. I walked out the door and went in the Marine Corps. Was I bitter? Did I have a root of bitterness for him? Yes, I did. I hated that man almost 20 more years before he did to my mother. Somebody can... You all right, brother? I'm trying to speak to somebody here. I'm trying to hammer away at somebody. Saints, I grew up in violence. I'm transparent. I'm not ashamed. When he knocked my mother down, let me use the wisdom when I say, I did the smack down, the people's elbow, the rock bottom. He went to get a 44 Magnum, he was going to shoot me. I walked out the back door, I did not run. And I went down to the U.S. Marine recruiter with tears in my eyes, and they told me, what's wrong, son? And I told them what happened. They said, well, you want to be a Marine? I bit the hook to get out of that man's house. Somebody here. Maybe you still holding anger the way that spouse had done you as a man. Man, you got yourself in debt with that house, with the finances. You went overboard to help her family. Man, she just walked out and left you holding the bag. It's time for you to give that thing to Jesus. Amen? All right. Let me give you a few more scriptures. Turn to the book of Psalm chapter 7. This is what this camp is about. Deliverance. All right? Turn to Psalm chapter 7. Let's look at verses 11 and 14. God is angry with sin every day. Look at Psalm chapter 7, verse 11. God is a righteous judge. Yes, a God who is indignant every day. Verse 12. If a man does not turn and repent, God will whet his sword. He has strung and bent his huge bow and made it ready by treading it with his foot. He has prepared for him deadly weapons. He makes his arrows fire and shell. Behold, the wicked man conceives iniquity and is pregnant with mischief and gives birth to what? Lies. God is holy and he is just to be angry with the wicked every day. God's anger is not wrong. God's anger is based on justice. Yeah. Now that's well said. Yeah. God's anger is not wrong. God's anger is based on what? Justice. God is a holy God, and he's angry and indignant with the wicked every day. And listen, when I read that scripture, that tells me that that is a form of God's accepted anger. Turn to Numbers chapter 12, verse 3. Now the man Moses was very meek, gentle, kind, and humble above all the men were on the face of the earth. Does everybody see that God saw Moses as a kind man, a humble man, a very meek man? Does everybody see that? Well, watch this. Turn to the book of Exodus chapter 11. Let's look at verse 4 and 8. Verse 4, and Moses said, thus said the Lord, about midnight I will go out into the midst of Egypt. Verse 5, and all the firstborn in the land, the pride, hope, and joy of Egypt shall die. From the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the maidservants behind the handmill and the firstborn of beasts. Look at verse 6. And there shall be a great cry in all the land of Egypt, such as never been or ever shall be again. Look at verse 7. But against any of the Israelites shall not so much as a dog move his tongue against a man or beast, that you may know that the Lord makes a distinction between the Egyptians and Israel. Now watch verse 8 closely. And all these your servants shall come down to me and bow down to me, saying, get out, and all the people who follow you, and after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in great anger. Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth, but Moses was angry with sin. Moses was angry with sin. And look what the Bible says. He spoke with great anger in his interaction with Pharaoh. I looked up the word great anger, and I found something in Hebrew, and it said great anger in Hebrew means fierce, great heat of anger, a burning anger, because Moses was angry with sin. In other words, he was blazing hot with sin. The Bible says that be angry, but sin not. Is that correct? So that means that anger can also go into another dimension. Actual uncontrollable anger can be the cause of anxiety, depression in men. Actual can disrupt marital relationships through anger. I've seen a lot of wives tell me they can't deal with their husband because they're angry. They get mad and start throwing pots and pans and dishes and threatening them with death threats. Anger can disrupt other relations. Anger can affect your thinking and your behavior patterns. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
Not only can it cause physical problems, but anger led to crime, emotional abuse, and violent behavior. Anger is all works. It also can work from past hurts and guilt, and which causes you to erupt into anger. Now, I've got about four more scriptures I want to give you. It didn't take me long to give you this word. Is that right? All right. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. The book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 15. That's kind of a new Bible. I got to learn to flip it around. Hebrews chapter 4, look at verse 15. Verse 15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathize and have shared feelings with our weaknesses and infirmities and liabilities through the source of temptations, but one who has been tempted in every respect as we are, but yet without what? Sin." Jesus was angry at times, but yet without what? Sin. I had a theologian tell me one day, "Well, if Jesus was not sin, why did he go in and get a whip and beat the money changers down?" I said, "Jesus was Jesus. He was angry, brother, and without sin." That's how I'm going to stand on right there.
Hey, brother, he said he only did what the Father showed him.
Come on, brother. I should have you there when he was trying to school me. Thank you, Randy.
My pleasure.
All right. Ephesians 4:26. Okay. Ephesians 4:26. Man, you know you have fun in the Lord.
Amen.
Ephesians 4, look at verse 26. "When angry, do not sin. Do not let your wrath, your exasperation, your fury, your indignation last until the sun goes down." Look at verse 27. So leave no such room or give a foothold to the devil. Don't give him no what? Opportunity. The way you handle anger reflects your attitude in Christ. Now that's well said. Is that right?
Amen.
Some people do reveal anger with an attitude that reflects the devil. All right? Let's look at, that's going to be your last verse right there. Philippians chapter 2 and 5. Philippians chapter 2 and 5. "Let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example in what? Humility." Does everybody see that? "Let him be your example in what? In humility." Now, what did we cover? Here's what we covered. We talked about that we're a nation where America's anger is becoming dangerous. We identified many areas of Shema, which is spread of wrath, rage, fury, violence. It hinders men from going in holiness, or it stirs men's hearts to do evil. Okay? We also talked about aggression, malice, drunkenness. We talked about anger can lead to madness, mental illness, sanity, aneurysm, stroke, heart attack, feet problems. Did I miss one? Emotional disorders. We also
heart problems, kidney problems.
Kidney problems is good. The lady, I remember the lady, the rains are called kidneys in the Bible. She had, she was a woman with so much hatred and anger to the point of affecting her kidneys. Not always the case, but that's a good area to look for in deliverance. We also talked about anger can lead to murder, pain, jealousy, competitive jealousy. We talked about revenge, retaliatory. We also talked about, a lot of stuff. How about that? Let's do it that way. We talked about a lot of things. I did not cover everything because I just feel in my heart that's good enough, you know, for what the Lord wanted to give you. But I really believe by faith this came through a dream, and I believe that the Spirit of God touched the hearts of many men in here. And I pray that the Holy Spirit has brought conviction on many of you that are here. Now,
We've seen deliverance. These men of God have been tremendous. They've been used mightily of the Lord. But let's begin to step into that reign or to that dimension right now, okay? Of deliverance from Ashima and uncontrollable anger. Okay, but first of all, let me just take authority and then I'm going to lead you to repentance and renunciation, okay? All right, well, right now, Father, we just bind the principalities and powers in the heavenly satanic thrones and satanic dominions. We bind them in Jesus Christ's name. And Father, we pray for legions of holy angels. Legions of holy angels to interact with God, with the saints of God, to bring deliverance, to bring healing in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for an increased presence of your Holy Spirit. Without your Holy Spirit, we can do nothing, Father. And we pray, Lord, for a cloud of glory to begin to manifest in this place, unprecedented. We pray for an intense level of your presence to come and set the captives free whom you love, Father, in the name of Jesus. I bind any satanic reinforcements. I bind any spirits that are operating beneath our feet right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I seal every door through the power and through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. All heads bowed right now. All heads bowed. Anybody living or dead that you held anger for. Uncontrollable anger. Anybody living or dead. I feel the presence of God stirring already. Anybody living or dead, if you held any type of anger for, you're going to have to forgive them. You're going to have to forgive them and release them. Anybody living or dead that you held any hatred, anger, bitterness, or resentment for, that you've gotten in any, you came close to murder, it came close to you going to prison or going to jail. It came close to marital disruption, marriage disruption. It came close to a fist fight. Anybody living or dead, I want to ask the Holy Spirit to help you search your hearts right now. That's just basic stuff that I'm doing right now. Okay, I'm going to give you a few minutes right now. Father, we just pray for a cloud of glory. We're in the end times, O Lord. We're in your time. God, we pray for an intense presence, the weight of your glory, the weight of your glory in this house, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And God, I just thank you for that word on Ashima, the uncontrollable anger, God. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, that let us be a peculiar people. Let us be strange people. Oh, God, let us move in the manifestation of your power, God. In the name of Jesus, right now. Okay? I'm going to give you a few more minutes. Is that all right? And after that, we're going to come against the synonyms and antonyms. We're going to use in the area of anger. All right? There was some things that I didn't finish. I missed, but I pray that this will open you up to do your own study. Do your own study about uncontrollable anger. All right. And I want you to humbly, amen, listen as we go forward. Some of you have not raised up yet. You're still praying. And that's asking God. And many of you already know deliverance, that we may have someone get to you and be a blessing to you. All right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right. I break all curses, generational curses of Ashima, uncontrollable anger on your bloodline. And I break these satanic cords over your life of Ashima in the name of Jesus. And I command those spirits to come out right now. And many of you already know demons can come out from the top of the head. They can come out eyes, ears, nose. Vomiting, yawning, crying, come up to your feet. Or like Brother Randy said, cast some gas. Man.
Come on.
You know? All right. Well, get ready. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. I bind with anger, there's strangulation and convulsions.
Yeah.
I command strangulation and convulsions through anger. Come out of you now in Jesus Christ's name. Come out of you now in Jesus Christ's name. Angry, argumentative, battling, boxing, brawling, combative, right now in Jesus' name. Hostile, ferocious in Jesus' name. I want everybody to take a deep breath and breathe one time. Come on. All right. Bring them out of there. Family line curses of anger. Ashima, come on. Family line, on your bloodline. Come on out of there, Ashima. Come on, give me one big cough. Let's go. Let's get them running here. Here they go. Come on, out of there. Out of there. Come on, out of there. Out of there. Come on, out of there. Family-like curses of Ashima. Come out. In Jesus Christ. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive against me. Fight against them that fight against me. All right, come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Madman. Animal.
animals, gorilla, come on out of there now in Jesus' name. All family curses trying to slow your bloodline. Come on, bring those things out of there in Jesus' name. Out of control, out of control. Raging, shook up, violent, weird. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there now. Come on, bring it out, sir. On your bloodline that's trying to flow against you. Come on. Everybody again, give me another big cross and push it up. Come on. Out of there. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Father, we pray a release of holy fire, a release of holy fire, a release of holy fire to burn them out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Angry, animal, ape, awful, bloodthirsty. Bloodthirsty. Your ancestors were angry. They were bloodthirsty. Come on. Come on. All the bloodthirsty spirits, come out of there now. Come on. Bring them out, saints. Bring those spirits out of there. Come on. Father, let the holy angels come and drag them out. And bring them out with chains. Come on. Bloodthirsty. Bloodthirsty. Brutal. Brutish. Cutthroat. Cutthroat. Come on, cutthroat. Come on, cutthroat. Come on. Cutthroat. Cutthroat. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on. Abusive father. Abusive father. Come on out of there now. Come on. All the hurt from the abuse of the father. Come out now in Jesus' name. All right. Cutthroat. Ferocious. Stormy, savage, terrible, threatening, uncontrolled anger. Let's go. Move. 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 Bring them out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, bring them out of there now. Bring them out of there now in Jesus' name. All right. Hot buttons. There are some hot buttons. If a person pushed the wrong button, you will go off. I come against that spirit. Come out of there now. All the hot buttons to go. Move. 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 A person puts the right button, you will go off. Come on, bring them out of there, people. Bring them out of there now, in Jesus' name. Venomous, vicious, wild, untamed, warmongering, wrestling spirit. Come on, wrestling spirit. Come out of there now, in Jesus Christ's name. Aroused, fervent, furious, on fire, negative fire, negative fire, negative fire in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, there we go. All right, let's go again. I break all curses of drunkenness on the bloodline. All Asherah is connected with alcohol spirits. Come on. All the alcohol spirits. Let's go in Jesus' name. Wine and liquor. Come on. Wine and liquor. Come on. We're in the house of the Lord. We have fun. Come on, out of there. And defeat the enemy. Come on, out of there. Man of Sheba. Come on. Manya. Let's go. Move. Move in Jesus' name. I command you to go where Jesus Christ will send you. Okay, the curse of drunkenness with Ashkelon. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. All right, come on. Violence among family members. Brother beating brother and sister fighting sister. Come on. I cut those curses off of you now in the name of Jesus Christ. All right, let me have another list here. Come on. I come against hostile, militant, martial arts in the family. All the martial arts spirits, come on out of there. Connect with Ashima. Come up. Kung Fu. Come on. Kung Fu. Taekwondo. Pansudo. Come on. Out of there. There you go. Here they go. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now, in Jesus' name. Pansudo. Kung Fu. Taekwondo. Come on out of there now, in Jesus' name. Come on. Bring those things out of there now. I'll break all family curses right now. Martial arts. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Bring them out, saints. Bring those things out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. All the rage spirits. You go into a rage. All the rage spirits. Come on. Go. No. Come out of there now. Come out of there now. Rage connected with mental illness. Rage connected with insanity. Rage connected with mind control. Come on. Breathe those things out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. All right. All stubborn spirits. Where you're stubborn and you're trying to hide, come out of there now. Come on. Out of there now. There you go. Stubbornness. Stubborn. Family line curses of stubbornness. Come on. Move. In Jesus Christ's name. Hardball. Harsh. Intolerable. Rugged. Thick skin. Stern. Come on out of there now. In Jesus' name. Unsympathetic. Vengeful, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. All right. Praise the Lord. Okay, let me try one more area. God is moving. God is good.
Yes.
Okay, in the name of Jesus. All right, here we go. All the wrath, rage, fury, violence, come on, all the feminine. Come on, out of the night in Jesus' name. Come on, aggression, come on. Physical abuse. Physical abuse in the relationship. Come on, come on. Physical abuse, out of the night in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, I break the curses of asthma trying to steer you from holiness. I break the curses of asthma trying to stir your heart to do evil. When you hear this evil voice speak to you, come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, bring those things out of there now in Jesus' name. All right. Strangulation. Strangulation at night. Convulsions at night. Come on, come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Heart problems, all the heart spirits. With anxiety, with stress, with fear, with asthma, come out now in Jesus Christ's name. All right. All right. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you, God, for miracles, the deliverances of miracle ministry. And we thank you for the apostolic prophetic miracles. And we thank you for the signs and wonders that's been wrought among these people. We thank you for deliverance in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray, Lord, every area where the enemy had a habitation, that you would restore those areas with the image of Jesus Christ. The image of Jesus. The image of Jesus will be placed in those areas where the enemy had a foothold or where the enemy had a habitation in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bind in a backlash right now. In Acts 16, when Paul cast the spirit of Python out, Lord, your word tells us that the men of the city, the demons moved upon the men of the city to beat Paul and left him as dead. I bind in a backlash attacks on vehicles, finances, home, relationships right now for any demonic attacks that would come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray that, Father God, the blood of Jesus Christ will encircle them, encompass them, will be their protection in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we minister to you. We bless you. We praise you. We exalt you. We sanctify you with our words, Lord. We thank you for who you are. You are holy God. Jehovah Shammah. Jehovah Rohi. Thank you for Adonai. Father, bless your holy name in Jesus' name. Now, everybody here, please just give Jesus a praise. Come on. Thank you.
Don't go too far away because we have another teaching at 3 o'clock. This was great teaching today.
Amen.
There was a time in my life where I had great anger and I had great wrath. And believe me, I could have killed somebody if it wasn't for a brother that saved my life and saved those that I was going after. I was delivered from that anger and that wrath, and I could stand here today. If some of you that are here today did not let go some of your wrath that you have. I could feel it. That you held back. You're going, oh, I can't let this come out. I can't let these people know I'm like that. I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you how I was. Great wrath. But praise God. He delivered me from that. He took it away from me. I was able to forgive those people. I was able to go to them and say, God bless you. I forgive you. May God bless you with everything He has. And I forgive you for the things you did to me. And I know that you, once you ask forgiveness and you forgive those people that caused you harm, that that will be broken off of you like it was off of me. God had to do a heavy work on me, hard work. But I stand here today because the work that He did in me, I'm here right now. Otherwise, I would be dead. I would be dead. I had a death sentence on me because of the way I lived and the wrath that I had for other people. But He set me free and He brought me to this day. I don't believe that I should be here. But God has called me to be here to testify in my own life. My wife says, don't say too much. Don't say too much. If I can save one person, telling them what God has set me free from in my own life, it'll be worth it. My whole life would be worth it to save one person in my life. So We're going to dismiss now for a few minutes, and then we'll have our next teaching at 3 o'clock. So God bless you all.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.